Okay, guys, for the first lecture in this hall, we have Mihai Pop here, who reveals a Pearl secret.
Okay, thank you. It's actually not the Pearl secret, but Pearl secret, and you'll see in a few minutes why. I'm Mihai Pop, as you were told. I come from Cluj-Napoca, from the Cluj PM group. And before I start, I do want to thank all the guys from Cluj PM, which are in the back of the room. They've already seen the presentation at one of their Cluj PM meetings, so if I'm pretty boring for you guys, but thanks for cheering up. And so let's get started. As the description of this presentation said, this talk is about Pearl Secret, but it's also about Minions. And I want to ask you, who is here because of the Minions? Not too many. Okay. Well, I love Minions. I have two of them here. Whatever. It's just that I found this Pearl Secrets things that I'm going to present to you, and I think they're pretty connected to one of my things. Which are the Minions. I really love them. And I made really cute connections between them, but I think that even if you don't like Minions, the outcome of this presentation should be some stuff about Pearl Secret, and that is some very... shouldn't be here. Whoops. Oh well. Should be some very interesting names of some very interesting operators and other instructions that are the secret of Pearl. Can all be found. You'll see that for each funny name here, I found a minion that's really cute and connected to this. But the thing is that the talk is about this module here. You will find on CPAN. I think now it's modified some meta CPAN. I don't know, the presentation was done earlier. But the idea is that I've been writing Pearl a bit more than 2 years. And at some point, one of my colleagues wrote some code. I didn't understand exactly what it does. I figured out from the context, but then I asked, how did you find this stuff? And it says, well, there are plenty of stuff you can find out in Pearl. You just have to know where to find them. And this is one of the few. Pearl Secret, it's called, and it's just a brief presentation about this module. This is why I consider this presentation to be for beginners, because if you're a bit more than a beginner, you can always go on this link here and see what it's all about. I'll just present to you in a funny way and minion connected. Okay, so first one, Venus. It performs a nullification of the value on its right or its left, depending on the version it's used. And it's an operator which is used like this. You have a 0 plus or a plus 0. And if you write, you have like a few examples over here. 0 plus that string gives you 23. 0 plus a float between commas, which is also a string, it gives you the 3, and so on. You can even modificate 42 euros to 42. 2 cents will give you nothing because it has to start with a number. But it's really cute, and it's another way to get out numbers from the strings. Baby card. For the ones that did raise their hands liking Minions, don't ever do this to your children, okay? Please. I mean, I'm a really big fan of Minions, but yeah, don't do this, please. Okay, for each operator here, it says there that it was discovered by someone in some year. You'll see that it has some alternate nicknames. Nicknames were, I don't know, given after their feelings. They did the discoverer's feelings, but the important thing is that the Pearl interpreter does some stuff when it goes through the code, and it says, well, first you have, I don't know, use strict use warnings, then you have some functions, modules, whatever. The idea is that these things that I'm presenting you here were discovered, meaning that nobody thought at first to actually build this stuff. Nobody thought that it should have a zero plus to nummificate stuff. But the Perl interpreter does that because, for unknown reasons, these were just found afterwards. Okay, nobody planned this to happen. This is why they are discovered. So what does the babycat operator do? It performs list interpolation inside a string. The list items are separated by the value of double inverted commas. And here's an example. In the beginning here, the first one is how it looks like. Then there's an example of how you actually use it. For example, let's say you have you split the strings with a comma. Then you execute the following SQL instruction. Well, you can have the ID in this array here. So from the employee hash, you take the keys out and you split them by commas, and you actually have an SQL standard instruction. Yes. Yeah. Well. Nice. And this one? Anyone? Woo. Okay. Well, at the end, there's gonna be just because these were discovered and these are not planned to be like this necessarily, it may happen that with further versions, this will not be okay to use. And my advice at the end of the presentation would have been do not try to use them as less as you can, or just use the ones that look to you safe here, because there are some that are easy to understand, like this one, but there are some like you'll have pluses and minuses one after the other, and then that's horrible to debug and to keep that for a safe application. Bang bang. Yeah, some mini is banging some nails. Commonly used by C programmers even before Perl existed. It looks like it performs Boolean conversion by performing logical negation twice. And it's like this. I think you've probably seen this before. Anyone using it? Okay. Some of the guys. So you have something like, I mean, if you have a true value and if you negate it twice, it will give you a true value. And well, if you have undef, for example, it will give you a false value. And it's just two exclamation marks. Space station. High precedence nummification. What does this mean? So yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If you have a minus, plus, and a minus, at the first time you see this code, you will see what the hell is this. You have minus, plus, minus a string, and it will give you, like the first one I presented you, the numbers out of it. It's just there are some differences. For example, when you see 2 cents, that was, if I go back, you will see that was they wouldn't find anything in that, so it was an empty scalar because the string didn't start with a number. Here, what it does, it says plus 2 cents, and for the last example, it prints out minus 2b 5 times. Who uses it? Nobody. Good. Okay, key to the truth. Minions are just USBs. No, minions are not just USBs. I found just this picture and I find it hideous. Minions are cute. They're not USBs. Good. The key to the truth was discovered by Toby Inkster in 2013. It's a combination between the first things I presented. I'll just show you the example. It's easier. So you have 0 plus bang bang. So you have a bang bang plus 0 plus, it transforms it in a number. First we had a true value, now we have an actually number, and it's 1. It's the usually true number. Well, you have other languages when anything is true but 0, but here it is a 1. And bang bang undef was false, and 0 plus false gives you a 0. I mean the actually number. Does that make sense? Anyone using it? Not yet. Good. Screwdriver operators. Millions use them all the time. There are four of them, and I'll present them each. I'll go roughly through them. Flathead. All of them are combinations with bang bangs and so on. It's minus equal double exclamation marks, and what it does is decrementing x if y, or decrementing x unless y. Okay, so if you have a double exclamation marks, it means that it transforms it to boolean. It's a true value. So if y, just decrement x, and the other way around unless y. And you also have them with pluses. So increment x if y or unless y. It's called Phillips, just like, I don't know, general screwdrivers names, companies. Torx, that's a bit different. It doesn't multiply x with anything. It gives, it does set x to zero, but it works the other way around. So it sets x to zero unless y when you have a bang bang, and if y if you have only one exclamation mark. And some observation here: the Torx screwdriver operator does not work properly with negative numbers different from minus one on Perl versions lower than equal to 5.13.5. So that's what I was telling you about earlier. Not all of them are safe, but yeah, they work and they're quite interesting. Positive, the fourth one, it assigns an empty string to x unless y and if y. Then we have Enterprise, and this is one of my favorites. Let's assume you have this shopping list, yeah, with bread and milk, and you have to add something to the shopping list, but only if you don't have them in, I don't know, in your cupboard. So let's say we want to have apples in our shopping list. If we have less than two apples, if we don't have enough bananas, we should add the bananas to the list, and so on. How can we do this? By not writing these four lines over here. I mean, push something if something, push something if something. This is where this guy comes. Enterprise, it's called, and it puts the value apples, bananas, cherries, and tonic for the ones who drink alcohol. Probably most of this in this room. It puts them into commas and then multiplies it with bang banging the condition in here. So the conditions are at the end. Bang bang gives us the true value of that, and then we multiply it apples zero times or one time. So we'll have apples, bananas, cherries, and tonic as a part of the scalar only if these values are true, and we can actually add them like this from the beginning to the first array. Yes. Yeah. Thanks. Questions. Make sense? I find it quite interesting, and it's quite useful when you write code. I mean, when you have to have larger arrays with different conditions. Yes.
If bang bang returns an empty string, then shouldn't this produce a warning?
So the question was, if bang bang gives undef, what's happening? It doesn't actually work as bang bang. It was just inspired by it. I think it works all the time. I'm not sure what's the answer to that. You can try it. But I think it works. I think it works all the time. And undef would be a false value, so multiplied by zero. Okay. So the condition that has to be true. It's just like writing an if. Instead of x double exclamation marks, just put an if there. But you cannot write code with if and else inside an array in Perl, but you can write it like this. It's a funny way to get around things. But yeah, it probably may be buggy, I'm not sure. That's why I was telling you in the beginning, not all of them are safe. I found this quite often written in code. Who else uses it? Okay, and? Yeah. do you know what happens if it if the condition is undef? It's false, right? So, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Abbott and Costello. This is like Mac and Dave, again, from the Minions. This operator makes a false value disappear in list context. It simply replaces a false char by the empty list. Sorry. Here it is. Okay, so you can write whatever or nothing. And if it replaces the empty scalar over there with nothing, and you won't have a shopping list with bread, milk, undef, undef, then apples. You'll have bread, milk, and apples. Okay? Goatsy. Does anyone know what that means? If you don't search on Google. Don't search on Google images at all. Just imagine that it looks something like this guy over here. It has the other nickname, Saturn, you'll see why. It kind of looked like the planet. Yeah, I just wrote this here. Consider yourself lucky if you don't know what Goatsy means. And it's like this. What it does, it counts the words, and it assigns that thing to the variable I used, that's n. So, for example, in the first one, that would be 3. Then, it depends on the condition you use. If you, let's say, compare the string ABAB with that, it will give you the first A, and it will assign how many did you find, and that is 1. If you use it, if you use the regex with a G at the end, it will count how many A's, and it will automatically assign that to the value, to the variable. Okay, so you can add the how many times you find A in the last example, I mean, okay, on the same line. It's just easier way to write code, and I find it cute because if you write it like and some more examples, maybe this will be easier. And this is quite useful because if you find in that string the 4 times A, it will assign the 4 to n, and it will assign the a as a character, as a string, to the value we put inside the brackets over there, like x. Okay, and you can even have an array over there, and it for the variable n, it will also assign 4, but the array will be the string over there, yes, with 4 a's. That's what the regular expression found. And the last comment shows us why it looks like the minion I first presented you. If you put an O over there or a 0, it looks like this guy. Winging fat comma, and we're coming to an end. Visually looks like a fat comma, but like I presented you earlier, but it's a bit different. If we have this constants over there, and we have this hash with fat comma, it will this would be equivalent to the following writing in a single line. So it will automatically transform this into an array, like 1 green, 2 red, 3 yellow. We can also define hashes like that. But yeah, so it's just another way of defining hashes. Anyone using it? Not yet. Not ever, because we have easier way to do it. It's just it exists. So conclusions. There are interesting things in Perl you probably didn't know about. There are things in Perl that are interesting you know about, but they're not always safe to use them. And there are quite cool stuff you can find on this module. There are actually plenty of more. I just present a few of them. You saw at the beginning of the presentation there are plenty of other operators. You can find them on the website, my conclusion is it's at your own risk if you want to use them or not. Questions. I think I showed you like 35%. maybe more, maybe half. But there are still plenty of them, and yeah, just go and check it out. Other questions? If not, yes. Just two of the ones I've presented. I mean, the Enterprise, I find it pretty cool to, yeah. That's what I'm saying, and I didn't get an error either any of the times. Sorry? Enterprise. What we've talked about. And the notifications part, that's quite straightforward, yes. So the question is there anywhere set which are safe or and which are not? And my answer is I think nobody knows because they weren't planned in the beginning. Or this is what I know so far. Maybe some of them were planned and we just don't know, and like, we'll let us find them out. But anyway, the idea is that no, there's no such thing. Each of them are presented. Here's what you can do. Some of them are not safer in lower versions. There are others that are not safer even in the current version, like 5.20 or higher, and so on. But there's no like a table with rankings and which is safe, which is not. No, there's no such thing. Other questions? If not, I hope you find this useful, and good luck with the next presentations. Thanks.
We have a 10-minute break before the next lecture. Thank you.